Chapter 5. The Sandman. When I woke again, I was lying on the floor of my father's study with my head near the fire. The Sandman was standing over me, and my father was talking desperately. "Spare him," he cried. "He is just a boy." My father put his hand on the Sandman's shoulder, but the Sandman threw him off, knocking him to the ground. Then he bent down and stuck his bare hand into the fire. He pulled out a handful of red embers and held them over my face.
"I will take his eyes. He will spy on us no more."
My father pleaded loudly.
"Please, master, spare my child. He needs his eyes."
The Sandman looked back at my father. Then he shook the embers in his hand toward me. A spark leaped out near my face. He laughed evilly and threw the embers back into the fire.
"Fine," he said. "The boy can keep his eyes, but he will be taught a lesson."
With that, the Sandman took hold of my hands. I felt no pain, but my mind was struck with horror. The Sandman put my left hand on my right arm and my right hand on my left arm. He switched my hands. The Sandman looked down at me and laughed evilly.
"Now it is time to do the feat," he cried out.
He reached down, and I felt his hot, hairy hands grab my ankles. A shock ran through my body, and my heart burst into 1,000 pieces. Everything went black once again.